St. Catharines has been around for about 126 years, actually. We have had our history as an orphanage for infants. Obviously, through the years, we've evolved. Our mission has evolved, you know, to try to meet the changing demands of the community. Currently, you know, we run our foster care program. We also run a group homes for children. We have the only family homeless shelter in the area, and we run a school-based program and a variety of community-based programs. It's a little bit of our history.
Pat, you've been a foster parent for some time now. For how many children have you had?
We've had 13 full-time placements, and we've also taken in many children for respite, which means that we provide temporary care for other foster families that need a break.
It must have been a lot of good times, but it must also be very challenging. What are some of the good and what are some of the tough times of being a foster parent?
Well, I can tell you the good times is just taking in a child that is so scared and just showing them that they're safe, that they're able to have three meals a day. They can just be a child, because we are taking in children that do not have a normal childhood because of trauma or the neglect or abuse that they've experienced in their past. So we are just taking in little children that need a safe and loving home.
What made you want to do this?
Well, what made me want to do this is my oldest daughter went to college, and a friend of mine was doing this foster care, which I had no idea at the time of the need out there for good foster homes. So I went to an orientation meeting, and they were telling me there was a foster parent there that was saying that she had just taken in a 7-year-old little boy, and she showed him all around her home, his bedroom, the pantry where they had a lot of food, the playground and back. And she asked him if there was anything that, any questions that he may have, and he said, yes, just one. And she said, well, what is it? And he said, where do I go to hide when the fighting begins? And when I heard that, I thought, no 7-year-old child should ever have to ask that question.
Karen Hill, you've been involved with child welfare education for many, many years. What's the biggest misconception, do you think, that people have about foster children and being a foster parent?
Well, I think that people just don't realize what some kids get exposed to from their own parents, and a lot of us take things for granted in terms of how people treat their own children, but it just doesn't happen. And that when children are removed, we're desperate to find suitable people to take care of children. So there is a big need, mm-hmm. a big demand, and people don't realize it.
But do people think foster children are necessarily traumatized and will therefore be very difficult, perhaps violent, and therefore they don't want to bring them into their own home?
I think they really don't have a clue. Mm-hmm. They it's not necessarily that people are afraid. They really don't know. They're very curious, but they just don't know what to expect. And I think that may be some of the apprehension.
Brian, tell us how some of the children you take care of at St. Catharines, how do they come to you, and what's the placement process in foster care?
Sure. Most of the kids, all of the kids are referred to St. Catharines through the local county Department of Social Services that we work with. We serve all of the local counties and even some of the extended counties around the Capital District. These are kids who have been taken into custody because their parents, for whatever reason, have been unable or unwilling to care for them. Local agencies contract with us to provide foster care for these children. We work with them while they're with us, the foster kids. We try to place them, looking at the child's individual needs. Many of them, as you know, Karen has said, have sort of special needs, special emotional, behavioral needs. We take a look at the child's needs, and we do our best to match them with the best family possible. You know, our families come in a variety of sort of shapes and sizes. We have single-parent families. We have two-parent families, families that have kids of their own. So what we'll take a look at is, you know, what is the best match for those children. We do try to keep kids in their local communities whenever possible. So that's why we're trying to recruit in a wide geographical range in and around the Capital District. We want to keep kids in their community. We want to keep kids in their schools whenever possible. So that's another factor that we take a look at when placing kids.
Pat, is it hard for you when you bring a child in for the temporary respite care to let that child go? You bond with them, and then they're gone.
You know, the goal is always that the child would return home. You keep that in mind from the day they enter your home, that you're just providing a temporary time to help them just catch up in their schoolwork and just be able to be a child, go to therapy, and just... You're hoping to model for the parent also the needs that their child has, and then you reunite them at the end. And that's a very, very rewarding feeling.
Karen, you work for a statewide program to implement and develop a statewide program to keep children out of foster care. Tell us about how that worked, and isn't that the ultimate goal before all of this, to keep the children out of the foster system? How do you do that?
Well, what they do is when a complaint first comes in that a child has been abused or neglected, they try to work with the birth families and try to resolve whatever the issues are. And they try to resolve it in a way that the child can either remain at home or be returned to their parents. But if that is not possible, then they will keep the child in care. And if the problems cannot be worked out, then eventually they will look at having the parental rights terminated in order to give the child a permanent home and ultimately be adopted.
Brian, what financial help do you offer to these foster parents? I know Pat must have had other mouths to feed, and that puts a strain on the family
yes.
budget. So how do people pay the bills when extra kids are there?
Yeah, foster families do receive a stipend for the care of the children in their home. I do want to say, you asked about misconceptions. One of the misconceptions is that foster families do this for the money. The money is to really meet the basic needs of the children in their homes. It is not money that goes beyond that. So I want to state that they receive money for clothing to help the kids, obviously, in that area. But they do receive a daily stipend. The stipend ranges. It sort of depends on the needs of the child. Kids with higher needs, the families would receive a higher stipend for that.
Pat, finally, what would you tell a couple who are thinking of becoming foster parents?
I would say just look into it and try it. You have so much support, not only at St. Catharines, but other agencies that will rally around you, and you're part of a team. You're not doing this alone. You're never left alone. There's always an on-call beeper number. Our family has grown and learned so much through these experiences, and I would say try it. You don't know if you're going to like it or be good at it unless you at least try it.
And Karen, I'll ask you this, and I'll also ask Brian, what do people do? What's the first step they should take when they want to become a foster parent, Karen?
Well, they should contact the county where they reside. Contact the Department of Social Services for that county, and they will take their application and refer them to the appropriate agency that the person may want to be a foster parent with, or they will keep them themselves, but they have to be trained.
And Brian, what should someone do? Just call St. Catharines?
They can call St. Catharines as a voluntary not-for-profit. They can call us directly at 453-6735. I also just want to put in a quick plug. If anyone out there has an immediate interest in hearing more about becoming a foster parent, on Thursday evening, July 12th at 6 o'clock at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church, at 470 Winter Street Extension in North Greenbush, we will be holding a roundtable discussion about foster parents and foster parenting. We have, Pat and I will be on the panel, Karen will be there, and we will be talking about all of the steps it takes to become a foster parent, and, Pat will be there to talk about what it's like being a foster parent. So we encourage folks to come out for that.
Brian Perotto, the Director of Foster Care for St. Catharines Center for Children, thank you very much. Also, Pat Gagnon, a foster parent for many years, and Karen Hill, who's an expert in the area. Thank you all very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.